Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Saturday Mornings with Joy Keys. I'm your host, Joy Keys. I want to thank you for tuning in. You can follow me on twitter.com/joykeys, and you can become a fan on Facebook. Just look up Saturday Mornings with Joy Keys. And now I am on Instagram. Yeah, lots of cool pictures. You could win a prize if you tag me in one of the photos. My tag on Instagram is Saturdays with Joy Keys. Thank you so much for tuning in, and thank you so much for supporting the show. We're past 1.2 million downloads of the show. Amazing. Can't believe you want to listen to my crazy voice in the mornings or afternoons. I'm not sure when you're listening, but thank you so much for doing that, and hopefully you're sharing with friends and family and that the information has been informative to you. Well, today I have a warrior, a battler, an activist, a singer, a model. She plays guitar. She's like so many things. And she is also battling a serious illness all at the same time while doing this. Her name is Kristen Henry King. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you so much for having me on the show. It's very exciting.
Oh, thank you for calling in. As I mentioned, I really just appreciate you creating the song and I think giving hope to people who are dealing with multiple sclerosis, but also I think other illnesses or even just life in general can be a little drag, if you will. And I think the song can be used for those times as well. So let's talk first about this thing, multiple sclerosis. Maybe could you tell the audience a little bit about what is multiple sclerosis?
Yeah, basically it's a debilitating disease that attacks your nervous system, and it causes the communication between your brain and your body to malfunction, basically. So a person can get these lesions or holes along their nervous system and in their brain that just makes it harder for the brain to communicate. Therefore, your body can go under paralysis. A person who has MS has a shorter lifespan, and they have chronic fatigue, they can have speech impediments, they just basically your body can't do what your mind wants it to do.
And so how do, I mean, yeah, and also mention to the audience that a lot of times people can have MS, and because the symptoms are so varied between people, everybody doesn't have the exact same symptoms. People get diagnosed right away, and so it can be a very difficult for people because people think maybe they're lying or they're not telling truth. Mm-hmm. Also, people look healthy on the outside. They can look beautiful. They can, you know, oh, they're not limping, nothing's going on. But inside, they can be having a lot of pain. They can have difficulty, like she said, with movement and the nerves communicating, and you don't look like you have an illness, but you do.
That's right.
And it can vary from day to day, you know, from week to week, from year to year. So it's a big monster, if you will, that people are dealing with. So now for you, though, how did it come about? How did it come up for you?
Well, it's very interesting because I have lived a very healthy lifestyle, no drugs, no cigarettes, went hiking, all that stuff. And I was actually on a road trip with my girls to Portland, and the very next day I'm set to drive, and I woke up in the bed in the right side of my body, like literally if someone just divided me in half and folded me, the whole right side of my body from my head to my toe. was completely tingling and somewhat numb. And I was just like, I thought maybe I slept wrong. You know, that feeling when you sleep on your leg or something and then the tingling starts and you're like, oh, you're trying to shake it out. Well,
it
only got worse as the road trip from Portland to L.A. And unfortunately, like, I wasn't saying anything, but my friends could be like, hey, do you want us to drive? And I was thinking, oh, man, I should probably tell them, because all of a sudden my foot started getting, like, really heavy, like lead. And and then my vision was starting to get very blurry as the day went on. And I went, like, the next few days, and it was getting worse and worse. And then finally, my husband's uncle said, hey, if there's something, who's a chiropractor, was like, hey, if there's something up with her vision, you should probably get her checked in with a neurologist. Sure enough, I get to the neurologist. She admits me right away. And by then, half of my body's already paralyzed. Like, it just happened so fast within a span of 7 days. And they're pumping steroids in me and, like, all types of different drugs. And, you know, after that, I just went into this state of depression because every time I stood up or walked up and down the stairs, I would feel like I ran an entire marathon and be out of breath, and I would have to stop. Yeah.
So it's crazy how that came about. And how old were you? Do you mind me asking?
Yeah, no problem. I was 29 years old when I had my episode. But actually, the year before, I had an episode where, for a week, where my vision was very blurry and I couldn't drive. And basically, I had my husband driving me everywhere or friends or whatever. And I think that that was the first clue that there was something going on, because then it went away. But I think that people live with these symptoms. They don't know it's there until a relapse really occurs, which usually happens in your late 30s to 50s. I'm sorry.
That's the thing. Like, the symptoms will come, something slight, because it could, it sounds like a symptom of something else. Like, oh, maybe I'm tired.
Yeah.
Or maybe I slept the wrong way, or, you know, maybe I work too hard and all these things. So it's difficult for the person even to recognize, you know what, I need to go to the doctor and see what's happening. And especially if for someone like yourself and others, you know, you're like, I'm healthy. I don't drink. I don't smoke. I don't, you know, all these things. So there's nothing going on with me, you know. So one of the things I like to say when I do shows about, like, lupus or MS diseases that are kind of, like, sneaky is just take a minute to call the doctor. Like, just take a minute. It's worth your life to just take a minute and go and check. You know, okay, if it's nothing, it's nothing. And I know some people don't have health insurance now. That's a big issue that, you know, maybe stop by one of your local clinics. There are some local clinics in various areas that are run by cities, you know, and see what's going on. And also get a second opinion. If you really think something's going on and something keeps happening and somebody's like, oh, there's nothing, go to another person, because that has been a reoccurring event with people with MS. They don't get diagnosed properly the first time. Do you hear that, Kristen?
Well, yeah, absolutely. And I was going to say, I was also going to tell you, if someone tells you that you have MS and they haven't done any tests, for you to also go to another doctor. And that's something I did. I wanted to know that if I was going to take a medicine or a drug to handle the MS, that I wanted to make sure that it was MS that I'm handling. Do you know what I mean? So I went and I did the proper test, and sure enough, I found more lesions in my spine, and there was only one lesion that was active, and it did so much damage. And what normally happens with MS patients is they have like 30 to 40, and I only had 7. So I could only imagine someone who has more than one active lesion or hole that's happening, what could occur. And so you want to be able to go and get tested. You want to get your MRIs. You want to know that exactly what you have, so you know how to fix it.
Let me just tell the audience, the MRI is a scan that is really deep, can go deep into the layers of your body to see what's happening. And that is one of the tools that neurologists or doctors use to help diagnose MS. They can see, okay, exactly where the nerve has been deteriorated, and so that's something that happens. Also, sometimes people do a spinal tap. They do blood tests, do different things, but mainly the person with multiple sclerosis, they get MRI once a year or maybe more depending on their situation. Also, MS is more common in women than men. Men do have it, but
that's
it is more two to three more times common in women. And another thing is that there are different types of MS. There's relapsing, remitting, and then there's progressive MS, and then there's secondary progressive, where you might have started off where you had on and off, but then you just kind of continue down a certain slope. Now, what type do you have? Do you know, Kristen?
I have relapsing remitting.
Okay. So you're very well for certain periods of time. Right. Okay. Before you did. Right.
Right.
Yeah, that's the thing. You didn't know that that's what it was, but that's probably what you think it was before the year before with the eye vision. Yeah. So now, okay, so you have this illness. You're, like, trying to figure out how to walk. You're trying to figure out which medicines. There are various medicines now. In the past, there were not. There are at least 8 different types of medicines now. There's injectable medication. There's also pill medication. And now for you, though, you tried something different. Talk to the audience about what you tried.
Well, actually, I wanted to let you know first that I did try Copaxone, which is the most natural out of all of them because it's an amino peptide. But the thing about it, it's still man-made. Like, it's not like it's like, okay, let's go get a leaf and, like, rub it on like aloe, you know?
Yeah,
so it's the one that gives the least side effects, but it's also not as effective as the other ones as well. And for me, it came down to a decision is, do I want to be injecting myself every single day? No. And then what happened is my body ended up getting an allergic reaction. And believe it or not, Copaxone is actually pretty painful. Like, the injection itself is not painful, but when it starts to spread throughout your body, it can burn. It leaves red marks. And for me, it left me bruises and just that area very tender. And it just was not something that I looked forward to every night. And my husband and I were trying to have a baby, so any drug upwards to Copaxone would have been too harsh on my body to have one. And so,
So even after you got diagnosed, you decided that you wanted to have a baby. That's very, you know, a lot of people are like, oh, once I get diagnosed, like, oh, but that is something that people who have MS can have babies, but they do have to come off the medication. So,
yeah. Exactly.
Go ahead. Finish your story. I'm sorry.
So then finally, after looking at millions of YouTube videos and, you know, I was starting to get more depressed because I had no idea that people living with MS can get worse despite having medication. So to me, having medication wasn't solving the answer. It was just prolonging it for, you know, becoming worse later on, you know. And so that's when I found stem cell, which is not legal in this country to do it for MS or anything like that. Like, it's still under clinical trials. So I was looking to go to Panama, actually. And then my mom stumbled upon this one in the United States called Stemgenics, where they use your own body fat. And that's why there's kind of this loophole where it was okay for them to do stem cell treatment on the body. And this company is just so amazing. Not only was my surgery quick, like, it was in and out for the actual surgery. They basically liposuction, a small travel-sized toothpaste worth of fat, and they use a machine which separates your dormant cells, stem cells, and activates them, because the purpose of a stem cell is to go in the body and find areas of trouble and fix it.
Okay.
So once they pulled out, oh my gosh, they pulled out trillions of stem cells, and they even gave me a picture as proof to show me how many stem cells I had under the microscope. And they first run it back through my bloodstream. And then after they run it through my bloodstream, I had it injected into my spine and then also intranasally, which intranasal to get to my brain. And I felt results, like by the end of the surgery, I was up and walking around 3rd Street Promenade in Santa Monica. I mean, I could only walk for about 2 hours, but I was still up and at them right after.
2 hours is a long time. I mean,
yeah,
some people can't even
right?
walk one block, you know? I mean,
it's true.
That's amazing.
It's true. And then, you know, I stayed in the hotel getting better for, like, the next, like, 3 days. And then, you know, I didn't want to say anything right away, but I felt something happening right away. Because they don't just do the surgery. You also have to do with the hyperbaric chamber, which is like an oxygen tank, and it multiplies the stem cells and make them move faster to go all around the body.
Okay.
That also helped, and my wounds healed very quickly. And within 6 months, I was totally symptom-free. Like, amazing.
Wow.
I mean, it was just
so now,
amazing.
How long ago
very
was that?
Very shortly after that, I got pregnant. Say that again?
How long ago was did you receive the treatment?
Okay, so I received the treatment in December of 2013. And since then, they've brought on scientists and more doctors, and they even now have approval to run clinical trials through them that's going to have studies based on their findings so that it can be validated as a cure eventually, you know?
And so since then, you've been good. You haven't had symptoms? Have you had
had
tingling or numbness that you were talking about? Your vision?
Nothing. And that is exactly what my doctor was telling me, was that the tingling was never going to go away. Like, that's what she told me, that it wasn't going to go away.
Right.
And it did. It's completely gone. And but also, I do want to reiterate, it's something that I newly diagnosed. And that is something that I, on as me as an activist, like a stem cell activist, is what I want for the future, is for insurance to be able to cover something like this once it's validated as a real legitimate treatment. Because if you were to go to the doctor and break your arm, the next day you'd be in surgery trying to heal that thing up, you know? So if someone got diagnosed newly as an MS patient, they should be like, hey, tomorrow you're going to get your stem cells. And instead of having years of damage, and then when you have nothing, no other choice to turn to then look for to stem cell, it's like the wrong answer, because your body has so much damage that the stem cells have a lot of work to do, and you may not receive the results that I had, you know?
Yeah, because other plaques may have developed and so on and so forth. And, you know, because people have the illness, it affects other things in their life. Like, okay, if they're not able to walk, they're not able to get enough exercise, they're not able to stretch properly, they're not able to breathe properly, they may not be able to swallow properly, all these things, then it's not necessarily that the MS itself made them die, but the effects, like how it affects areas of your body. So, yes, you're correct. Like, if somebody broke their arm, they're going to the doctor right away, and they're going to go get surgery. They're not going to wait 10 years of, you know what, put this Band-Aid on, and why don't you use this medicine, and you know what, just go to physical therapy, and so on and so forth. It's just not going to happen like that, you know. Now, so this song, I played your song in the beginning of the show called Impervious, and now when did the song come about? Was that before or after the baby? I mean, you're pretty busy. You're a pretty busy lady.
That was before the baby. I did it like when you have your life flash before your eyes, and it really is like that when you feel like there's nothing left. I mean, I was a contributing person in society, and then I went from like my husband wiping my ass. You know, I'm sorry. Am I allowed to say that?
You can say that.
Like, okay, good. And, you know, it's just like I wasn't able to do anything for myself. And I was on the couch, and I was such a bum, and I felt horrible about myself. And I realized that I was in a state, like I went from a state of denial to a state of sadness to then be like, you know what? I'm not going to listen to these doctors and say that I'm going to, and they're going to tell me that I'm going to eventually be in a wheelchair. Like, I'm just not going to do it. And becoming impervious became my mantra. Like you'll see in the song that I just started repeating it. I'm impervious. I'm impervious. I'm impervious. And, you know, you just become what you believe, you know? And that happened. And I was just like, whoa, I need other people to hear this. And other people need to know that there's something else out there for them, that they don't have to just be like, okay, because the doctor has a degree that I should do what he says. Because at the end of the day, the doctor isn't in your body and they don't know what you're going through, you know?
Exactly.
And I was advised many times not to do stem cell treatment, but I was not going to live my life injecting myself every single day on drugs that cost $4,300 a month that doesn't actually guarantee a cure for me. It just guarantees that I'm not going to have a relapse for now.
Right. Yeah. That's very powerful song. You also now have another song called Warrior. I want to play that for the audience, okay?
Absolutely.
Okay.
The war is over and the casualties are many. As the sun goes down, will you turn and walk away?
I'm scared of you, Kristen Henry King. I'm not getting in your way. You're impervious.
Oh, no.
You're a warrior. I mean, like, what's next? I mean, now, are you going to try to make an album, or are these just, like, individual songs you're putting out? Okay.
No, I do want to make an album. In fact, I want to do an album based on other people's experiences. I want people to write into me and then tell me their story, and I want to make a song out of it and make an album full of stories. It would be great. That's definitely a dream of mine. And, you know, I definitely want to be like an opinion leader for people. I want people to know that they can count on me, that I'm going to be able to, you know, get their messages across, because to me, that's what I'd like to be, a symbol of hope.
Well, I think definitely with the two songs, well, the first song is specific with MS or any kind of illness, physical or mental, I think that's an important song for people and very really going to give them hope. I mean, that's the key.
Yeah.
Now, you have a couple other things going on, too. On your website, you have a book that you wrote about battling MS. You want to talk to the audience about that?
Yes, absolutely. So I have a website completely geared to helping find a cure for autoimmune diseases and MS, specifically stem cell research, that it becomes legal in this country and is validated as a cure or a soon-to-be cure. And you can go to www.thecureinmusic.com, where I have an ebook on how I beat MS, but it's not just how I beat MS. It's basically how I beat this game of life, you know? And that's what I want people to get from that book, is that you are your driver and you're the one playing the game and you have control. And when you sign up to get the free ebook, then it will prompt you to purchase the song, which goes towards, and you'll get Warrior for free, which goes towards the research, stem cell research, and helping finding a cure.
Yeah, and now another cute thing that you have on your site, I don't know if you're still doing it. Are you still doing the sports bras with the different words?
Yes, I am doing the sports bra. My friend owns the sports bra company, and I was like, hey, I'm going to this dance walk, and I would love to be able – basically an MS dance walk. And I was like, I'd love to be able to wear your sports bra. And then it was like, ding, I have an idea. And so they put together a really cute sports bra for me. And so you can go on my website, which will send you straight to the link, and it's called Bras for a Cause. And they also have it for breast cancer as well. So anything that you purchase there also goes towards the proceeds of helping find cures for breast cancer and autoimmune diseases like MS.
And they're very cute bras, okay? They're not like, you know, shabby looking. They're really cute. You can wear them outside. You can wear them running, you know,
totally.
Under, you know, while you're exercising in the gym. You might pick up a cute guy. You never know.
Totally. And they say MS fighter, and I'm
right,
impervious to MS.
Mm-hmm.
So it's great.
Really cute.
Really great. Mm-hmm.
This is an amazing journey, and I really wish you well in the journey, and I hope that you inspire many other people with your songs and your activism, because it's definitely needed. It's a very debilitating illness. It just really eats people up mentally
totally.
And physically, and they need the support. They need the hope that, you know what, okay, there's somebody out there trying to get my voice out. I like the idea of them sending you their stories so that you can write a song. That is really great. I really, really think that's awesome. And
totally.
That's literally putting their voice out there, you know, with their story.
Yeah.
I mean, that's, you can't get any
closer
than that.
I've had that dream for quite a while. Yes, I want to totally
that. Now, has anybody written it? Do you have some stories, or
well,
is this something new you're working on?
This is the first time I've actually said it out loud that I wanted to, I mean, I've said it to other people like my friends, but I haven't actually said it to millions of people that that's what I want to do.
Yeah.
So if you go onto my website, The Cure in Music, and you sign up for my newsletter, just send me your stories. I want to start writing songs for you guys, and I'm going to put together an album. Maybe I'll do like a Kickstarter or something and get everyone's voices heard, because I think that as a songwriter, it's my duty to, you know, get messages across.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, mm-hmm. I remember Harry Belafonte. I had seen him in person, and he was talking about artists as activists, and especially, you know, it's so important that they can become activists for their causes. But he was talking specifically about, you know, African Americans. But I think it doesn't matter whether African American or Asian or Latino. I think helping support your community, whatever that community is. Is something that it's like your duty as a human being, kind of like I'm doing okay in the world right now. Let me pay back. This is what
pay
I'm able
back.
To do. That's my thought. My show is my payback. You know,
there you go. You
the
know.
World. You know, so that's what I do. But you're doing it through your music. And again, I wish you well in your health with being a mommy, being a wife. And being an activist. And thank you so much for coming on the show today.
Oh, thank you so much for having me. It's the best. Thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome. You have a great weekend, and go back to sleep. I know it's early on the West Coast there.
Well, my baby's up now, so it's okay.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, definitely
she wakes
come back
me
on
up.
If you make the album, I'd love to have you back on with all the stories of people. I'd love to have you back on so we can talk about that. That would be a really great interview,
I think. That would be awesome. Okay. That sounds good.
All right. Well, I'll talk
have
to you later, and you have a great weekend, okay?
Okay, you too. And happy Halloween.
Bye-bye. Oh, happy Halloween. Yes. Boo.
Bye.
Bye. Thank you, everybody, for tuning in. I just got off the phone with Kristen Henry King. She's a singer, a model, and most importantly, she's an activist for multiple sclerosis. She is a fighter. She has a song she wrote called Impervious. She is working on an album that she just spoke about. She needs your stories. She needs your stories about what you're going through with MS. And you can go to her website, The Cure in Music, and send her your stories. Also, she has a website, Kristen Henry King, and on there you can get her book, 5 Keys to How to Beat MS. And also she has bras. She's Bras for the Cause that you can support MS and cancer and different things. You can buy them there. Thank you so much for tuning in. I'm Joy Keys. You can follow me on Twitter.com/Joy Keys. And you can become a fan on Facebook. Just look up Saturday Mornings with Joy Keys. And also I'm on Instagram, I'm sorry. And you can check me out there, Saturdays with Joy Keys. I wish you guys a wonderful weekend and a happy Halloween. Woo-hoo.